On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 176 points, and the NASDAQ adding 57. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Alabama's Republican senators are upset with the maneuvers of the Senate Democrats to avoid any and all accountability for the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. On Wednesday, the Senate voted to dismiss the two articles of impeachment that were passed by the U.S. House and then presented to the Senate earlier this week. The impeachment articles have to do with Mayorkas failing to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and a breach of trust with the American people. U.S. Senator Katie Britt called the vote to dismiss by Democrats a slap in the face to every family that has been devastated by this border crisis. Britt says that Wednesday is the day that impeachment died, and Democrats set a terrible precedent for the institution of the Senate as well as the country. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville says this humanitarian crisis at the southern border was enacted intentionally by both Mayorkas and the Biden administration. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Alabama Department of Transportation announces plans to renovate a 60-year-old bridge that connects Tuscaloosa to Northport. The Woosley-Findlay Bridge has 50,000 vehicles pass over it on a daily basis. The $124 million project will begin this time next year and will include expanding the bridge to six lanes, along with a bicycle lane and footpath. A public meeting about the bridge project will be held on April 30th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. Or as we call it online, Joey Clark Live. I'm Joey. We also have Eddie Bader in the studio. How you doing today, Eddie?
Doing good, Joey. How you doing, bro?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Now, I want to address something here. I put the camera back on me. And turn down the music, hippie.
Thank you. That was about Jam.
Oh, yeah, it's a new song. It's not really that new. It's an updated version of it. I'll put it that way. It's actually the same thing as we used to do. It's just not as rocked up. It's more whatever that sound is.
Turn down a little bit?
I don't know.
I like it. It sounds catchy.
Jam band? No, it's not really much of a jam band thing either. I'm not really making that many. Like, the shapes ain't that complicated.
Thinking like the crawfish boil music, background music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
That's good music for that.
Now, I've kept the camera on me here, yeah. Eddie, and you can see the background there. Over my left shoulder is a flag.
Yes. Yeah, Joey.
Right. Right, like, there.
It looks incredibly familiar.
Yeah, so what does that flag mean? Now, let's back up, because we had a bunch of people message you.
Yep.
And what did they ask you?
Well, various questions that led to, basically, why do you guys have a Confederate flag in the studio?
And I'm like, what? Now, no, we don't.
Right. All three of these people, by the way, are residents of the state of Alabama, and have been for 20-plus years. Two of them went to 1 through 12 high school and elementary school and everything here. So,
guys, please listen up. That is the state flag of Alabama. It was given to us I think years ago, we just haven't used
right.
it, by a state senator.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of the number of these, like, cheap.
We got three of them total, and we gave two of them out, and we kept one. And you can see it's been right. wrapped up this whole time.
Right.
It is the state flag of Alabama.
It's like, what, the St. Patrick's Cross?
I just don't understand.
Diagonal cross there. Actually, that cross yeah. is included on the flag of the UK, of the United Kingdom. Goes back to Ireland in late 1800s, or excuse me, the late 18th century, the 1700s.
I just don't see where the, in the modern day time we live in, where any mistake could be made where you think that is a Confederate flag. If nothing else, look up the Google.
Are we this ignorant?
In this state? I believe so.
We don't even know our own flag. Are we this ashamed?
Ooh.
What are you ashamed of? What did you do that you're ashamed of?
Now you sound like Kennedy. He called out that Tennessee guy for taking the state flag of Tennessee out of his office.
Oh, we could get to that. Now, I almost feel like Kennedy doesn't like that guy for all sorts of reasons. Like, it was a little over the top.
A little bit.
So we could definitely get to that one clip.
Are you embarrassed to be a citizen of Tennessee?
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
That's right.
You believe in the Easter Bunny?
Yep.
But I just wanted to clear that up.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
I'm just trying to make the shot look a little better on the live stream here. And again, folks, you can go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends. Or you can watch on the X platform.
That's right.
At the Joey Clark. Retweet if you like.
Maybe
please
you need
retweet.
To put a sign there that says state flag.
This is the state flag of Alabama, you dopes.
And not, besides that, sensitive much?
Yeah.
I mean, are you looking for something to hate?
Well, and I've never been one that's like, yeah, flags. I'm like, there, I got one on my hat. Like, I guess I've been wearing that 1819 hat, and, like, with the state flag on it.
You've been looking like a racist the whole time, walking around.
Well, I mean, look at me. Like, I'll take the hat off. We've said this before. Let's bring up both Eddie and I now.
All right.
Do we look like, look right into the camera, Eddie, do we look like we're on the right side of history?
Oh, I know I am.
Oh, yeah, but do you look like it? I'm not asking you what you know.
Well, let me ask you.
What you believe.
Does being on the right side of history make you this pretty? Because I feel like I'm on the right side of history.
You're just delusional. That's what you are. Need to be back on your meds. You're delusional. Absolutely delusional. But anyway, I just wanted to start with that before we get into any news. Because, yes, the state flag of Alabama, that's what it looks like.
All right, but hold on. There's more back there. What's that thing on a sign you got back there? Is that controversial?
Let's go, Brandon.
Am I supposed to be mad about that?
Yeah, that's just a euphemism for Joe Biden.
I got a shirt that says that about 20 times, so I guess I should not be.
Yeah, we know what that one's all about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, F Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we could get one that says F Joe Biden, if you like.
They're not hard to find.
Right.
I've seen that on some flags. Actually driving around in some neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I've seen some Trump flags where it's like the Trump train with like steam coming out.
Nice.
Yeah, the neighbor I'm living next to now, he's actually a pretty important guy in Alabama politics. It'll remain undisclosed who he is.
Okay.
But he's got a great collection of flags.
Is that right?
Yeah, like he's got the Israeli flag flying in his backyard.
Now, does he change them out regularly?
I'm tempted to go get a Palestinian flag.
Joey Clark.
And like reenact that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
I got a friend, just let me know.
Cook up some chicken?
Let me know, I got a friend.
Oh, you got a friend?
I got a friend.
Who's got a Palestinian flag?
Perhaps.
Oh my. It's not that I believe or really even have a dog in that fight.
It'd be some great conversation though.
Right. Right. Hey, let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Look, it's the St. Andrew's flag, laddie.
Oh, yes.
From Scotland, and they are kind of light blue, and that some of my forebears are from Scotland, and I don't brag about it too much because we had to leave ignominiously. I can't say the word. Anyway, we
ignominiously. I can't either.
I believe we call that in a hurry.
Yeah, with much shame and your head held low, laddie.
Yes,
that's right. Well, we owed the English money, so it was one of those kind of things. But I gathered up my kilt and left.
Did I say St. Patrick? You're right, St. Andrew.
You did, but that's not a problem. At least you guys aren't like Beavis and Butthead on Saturday Night Live. That That it was the hardest I laughed at any TV in probably 15 years.
Well, and I got confused because it is based on St. Patrick's Saltire or Saltire. It's an X-shaped cross. So that's where my confusion was. I was like, what did I say?
Well, actually, and this is something that, you know, the English are real quick to say that St. Patrick was from England, but he was actually from an area of Scotland now. And so he came, he was kidnapped, human trafficked into Ireland, held by a pagan chieftain, and he was helped to escape. When he came back after spending time in Rome at university, he went to that chieftain and asked him to consider the claims of Jesus Christ, and when he did, the guy burned the house down around him and said, I don't want anything to do with your Jesus. Ooh. So, you know, that's a slaveholder for you right there. But that was in Ireland. It was not in Scotland. And, you know, hey, Scotland the Brave, you know, just bring me my bagpipes and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, whatever those potato eaters want to call themselves. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate the call, Ace. Thank you. Yeah, I just, Eddie, I'm amazed that there are so many folks that immediately look at this flag and go racist. I guess I shouldn't be.
Well, let me ask you a question. Hmm. Let's say you wrap yourself in the Hawaii flag and you stand out on the interstate. How many people are going to assume you're from Hawaii, or how many people are just going to assume you're gay?
Well, probably there might be some crossover. Like, if we do the Venn diagram.
Not
there.
Here in Alabama. I don't
see,
think most
I got
of them
a
are
feeling,
think you're Hawaii.
I got a feeling I could show up here completely naked. No regalia whatsoever. Hope no signs or symbols. Well, I mean, you don't see the bottom half of me, so I'm not too worried about that. You know, and let's be honest. No, I'm not impressing anybody. Except for women who like me. But if I showed up, like, here just naked, no signs or symbols or anything, I have a feeling there would be a bunch of folks, maybe there's overlap on a Venn diagram, who would think I'm racist and gay.
This could happen.
Right, and there's not the... Let's go to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric.
What up, dog?
You got any undisclosed tattoos we know about, Joey?
No, I have no tattoos.
Really, you have a clean skin. Good to hear.
I don't know if it's clean. It's probably dry.
Yeah, in seventh grade and had the pimples. You know, had to get the clinique.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. And Eddie, you are on the wrong. You are on the right side of history, but the wrong side of reality. So you got that going for you.
I've been that way for quite some time.
Well, I didn't think I was breaking any news to you. No. I was pretty sure you're aware of your shortcomings.
I love it when I build myself up saying I'm pretty, and people go out of their way to tell me no. That's not the case.
You're like a modern day Don Quixote.
I'm going to take that as a compliment as I look that up.
You should.
I'm chasing windmills with pork chops on them.
Man, I swear, over them hills is some ham and beans. The best ham and beans.
Where can they go? I'll go running.
You can smell the cauldron over there, boys. Let's get over there and get that possum. Stole my bird feed.
Look, I'm getting that possum.
Look, that pig's flying right there. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's another one right behind him. Look at him.
I'm just tired of how many idiots there are in the world. And I'm not saying that I'm not one. But it's like people look at a symbol like that and they just go to the dumbest possible thing to make themselves feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, if I showed up in a pair of shorts, I got some tattoos that show that people would probably think I'm a Christian nationalist. I got the old Gadsden flag and an American eagle on the United States flag. And I got those when people were having that flag burning thing. And, you know, I still have this mantra. You try to stomp on this one. And you may get to, but I promise you something. This flag going to stomp back a little bit. You know, I still might get stomped into the ground, but, you know, pick on somebody your own size, and I'm pretty good. I cover a lot of people.
He's a pretty big old boy.
He's got a little girth.
I call him a large march.
And though he is a large...
large march.
Watch out, folks. He's sudden.
Oh, yeah, now. Very quick, and he can move.
Yeah, he can move. Well, as long as it's within like 10, 15 yards, then it starts to get a little...
Okay, Joey, you're telling on every fat man's secret now.
Yeah, right.
Look, that's within arm's reach. You're in trouble. Right.
Within 5 yards, I'm Usain Bolt.
Yeah, after 7 to 10 yards, I need a break.
Right.
Unless you got a beer, I'm probably going to chase you. Bring that back. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. I just remembered I got some over here. But, you know, I went to my precinct, and I went like 30 minutes before the polls closed, and yeah. only 71 people had voted in the place where I go, which wow. is West Montgomery. And it's probably heavily Democrat in that area, if I had to guess. But it's sad. And then, you know, when Katie Britt endorses somebody, mm-hmm. I just feel like we're going to see her down in South Alabama, sitting in Katie's kitchen. They're going to be making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and cutting the crust off and telling us about their family, and their husbands are probably in there smoking cigars, talking about.
I don't mean to put this the wrong way, Eric, but and I'm not using you as an example.
Here we go.
I'm talking about all, especially like the men, you girthy men who are sudden within 10 yards. Mm-hmm. Like, all of y'all down on like a Senator Britt or Carolyn Dobson now getting the shine from Senator Britt, you do know that if it got in her way, Senator Britt will cut your nuts off. It'll be nut cutting time, as they say in the Army.
And I'm suddenly
you're suddenly up.
Avoid a lady with a knife. I could be quick, man.
No, she'll be very nice. She likes cooperation, but I got a feeling don't get on the wrong side of her. Which we flirt with every day.
Yes, we do.
I guess shaking hands with senators did teach you something. Oh, watch out now. That's not against her, is it?
All right, but riddle me this, Eric. And I guess I'm hearing it more and more that people are not so in love with Katie Britt. What would you rather have?
Mo Brooks?
I'd rather have a true choice.
I know, and I'm with you on Eric. I'm with you 100% on that. But if you just look into the presidential race in general, not the one now, but just in general, we don't have choices, man. These are the two choices they give you.
I would like to clone Rand Paul.
Right. What you and I and Eric would want ain't going to happen. Somebody like Katie Britt, we have to take the middle. And I know it's not the middle that we want. But at least we got somebody on our side.
Oh, hey, this guy told me a great idea. I was stopping and got gas the other day, and this guy that I didn't know just started talking to me because, you know, I was doing my happy dance because I'm an idiot like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me if I was doing the Bidenflation dance.
Oh.
Just some random guy. And he said, I'll tell you what they can do with those 85,000... IRS agents, they can send them down there to all these panhandlers and get them to collect taxes from those guys. And I thought that was an outstanding idea. Like, you know what? There's some unearned income right there that you're not getting taxed.
What did he call that? What economy was that? The ghost economy or something like that? The economy that's kind of when they started going after cash.
For a while, it was called System D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you want to know what the D stands for?
I kind of feel like I know.
What's the E stand for?
I don't know. I appreciate the call, Eric.
Later, dog. Oh,
come on, man.
No, I want to know what the D stands for. Hey, let's go to simpler days. Hey, simpler days.
Hey, y'all left the governor out of that fireside chat with Katie and
I didn't realize that she's in on it, too.
Oh, yeah, and Girl like, Kay Ivey seems like she's worked a little longer in this state. I wouldn't want to cross her too much either. But.
Not right now.
Hey, you know, there's a famous men's clothing store in Tuscaloosa. Bear Bryant used to get his clothes there. But they sell the caps with the Alabama flag on them,
mm-hmm.
and you can get them in crimson, you can get them in white, you can even get them in blue, and you can get Roll Tide put on there or your name. But anyway, you know, that's a racist store selling those things. But I was getting my hair cut. I was in the barber shop, and I've got one of those hats. It was given to me as a gift, and I proudly wear it. And so I was sitting there, and this little boy comes up, his mother's there with him, and he comes up to me, and I'm taking my hat off to get ready to go get my hair cut, and he says, I like your hat. And I said, well, I can tell you where you can go get you one just like it. And his mother stands up, and she said, he's not going to wear a hat, a cap, anything on his head with a Confederate flag on it. And I said, ma'am, that's the state flag of Alabama. Right. I said, why don't you do a little research before you go off?
Well, and I'm looking at just Wikipedia right now. From back in 1895, John W. A. Sanford Jr., he's a representative, he stipulated the flag of the state of Alabama shall be a crimson cross of St. Andrew on a field of white. Or is it white? The bars forming the cross shall be not less than 6 inches broad and must extend diagonally across the flag from side to side. It wasn't until 1987 that the office of the Alabama Attorney General Don Siegelman stated in a letter the proper shape of the state flag is rectangular, as it had been depicted numerous times in official publications and reproductions.
Well, the only way to ease out of this, Joey and Eddie, is, you know, we just need to get a rainbow put on there, and everything will be okay.
I have somebody, like, who keeps telling me, Joey, if you just go transgender, you'll be, like, the hottest talk show host in the South.
Well, if you come to work gay, Joey, and nude, I mean, you're going to burst the bubble of all these women that have been fantasizing about you.
It's going to be some busting of the bubble, all right.
It's going to be, you know, you're going to have that on your hands. You know, there's going to be post-traumatic stress going on. So
you won't be the cause of that, Joey.
Yeah, but it's like one of those bubbles from like a little thing you give a kid. It's like that's how many women are actually interested in me. It's like one of these ephemeral, like, oh, he seems so cute and interesting. It's like, hang out with me for an hour.
Yeah, but
you'll see. You'll find out.
Maybe they'll have newer allure by finding you naked.
It's like Build-A-Bear, Joey. You know, those old Build-A-Bears?
Ooh, yeah.
They built you up in their mind.
Just want to take me home and let their dog hump me. Again, right behind me, over my left shoulder. And we've got it somewhat even partially blocked with stuff in the foreground here. It is the state flag of Alabama. I'm amazed. You know, some people were bringing that up, I think, just to mess with me yesterday.
I thought the first time I got
there were
was,
a few folks where I'm like, you're serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Joey, let me make a comment. If you start that transgender stuff, you're going to get the Bud Light treatment.
Okay.
That's my
advice. Wait, everybody's going to stop buying me until everybody starts buying me again?
Whatever you want to interpret it, that's fine. You're going to ride again. I ain't going to be flying no rainbows, that's for sure. I'm not on the air, so I can't see what this flag looks like.
It's just the state flag.
Literally
of Alabama.
The state flag of Alabama.
Oh, the one we got now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The St. Andrew's cross on white.
Oh, okay. All right. And they go change that or something? Or is
no, there are a bunch of folks that kept asking us why we got a Confederate flag in the studio. And I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So get over it. We're in the heart of Dixie, whether they like it or not. We're going to stay that way. Now, you know, I don't know if you heard this about Germany's law they passed last that went into effect last Tuesday where you can assign yourself any gender you want and change the name, all you got to do is fill out a government form.
Oh, wow.
I do believe that came in April 6th, so that would have been 2 weeks ago. And no, any damn soul in the world talking about that. Now, you know, and my feelings on Ukraine, if Europe is not going to defend Ukraine, let's don't deal with them. All of Europe is not helping Ukraine, and America has been left to do it. There's something that stinks really bad about this whole deal, don't you guys think?
Yeah, well, and I'm in the mood at this point. Just America needs to stay the heck out of it. We got too many problems at home.
Ain't no doubt about it. It's just beyond stupid. And, you know, I'm really pissed off that Mayorkas did not go on with the impeachment trial.
Thank you, Chuck Schumer.
You know, well, it's the Republicans too. You know, there's just no testosterone. Please tell Kevin Bass to get a damn charter plane and send all the limp guys down to his clinic because they need a real bad roll tide or something. Have a good weekend, boys.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow, if not next week. So, did we learn anything so far, Eddie?
I did get a call to let me know that that flag, the Alabama state flag, is supposed to be square, not rectangular.
Not according to Don Siegelman in the 1980s, sir.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm not shooting you.
Don't.
Was I shooting anybody? I was just stating that fact.
You had attitude of shot.
Well, here's the rest of the sentence. Despite this proclamation from Don Siegelman in 1987, the flag is still often depicted as being square, even in official publications of the U.S. federal government. So maybe the caller's right.
Maybe.
Or maybe Don Siegelman's right.
I don't know. Didn't Don Siegelman go to jail?
Maybe no one is right.
Dude's a jailbird. I can't take advice from a jailbird.
Right.
Sorry.
How about this?
By the way, you ever been to jail?
No, thank God.
I can take advice from you then.
What, you think I'd be more trustworthy if I went to jail or less?
I think you could use a couple hours in the pen, yeah.
For what?
Just to get to know yourself a little bit better.
What does that mean?
To sit in a very uncomfortable situation surrounded by grown men who would like to take you out for a dance.
Mm-hmm. And have to, like, defend myself?
No. Just the mind exercise would be good for you.
How do you think I feel when I go down to the state house?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling. And keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum. Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. We also have Eddie Bader in the studio. How you doing, Eddie?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. And you know, this part of the show is brought to you by?
Who's that?
Dylan Rings.
Ah, but of course.
Josh and Leslie Wright are really fantastic folks there. And you need to stop by their Facebook page or their Instagram page to see the latest with Dylan Rings. Or maybe you're in the neighborhood. Just stop by 119 Brown Springs Road. Really go see idea. Josh and Leslie in person there. And they have a brand new, well, club you can join. This is worth the money, folks. In fact, I don't even know if it costs that much. I'll put it this way. You can become part of a lifetime watch, battery cards, and spa club cards. So you can say goodbye to constantly replacing your watch batteries
right. And
overspending on spa treatments. So essentially, if you are getting tired of having to re-clean that jewelry or repair watch batteries, why not sign up for this lifetime service? With Dylan Ring's lifetime watch battery cards, you'll never worry about a dead watch again, saving you time and money in the long run. Plus, their spa club cards offer exclusive discounts and perks for regular pampering sessions for your jewelry, ensuring you can relax without breaking the bank and know your stones are secure and your jewelry will look its best. Invest in convenience and savings today. So what you can do is always call them at 215-3669. That's 215-3669. Or just stop by 119 Brown Springs Road. And I'm looking at the spa club card.
Yeah.
And it says here, service guaranteed within 3 hours, regularly ensuring your stones are secure, keeping your jewelry looking its best. So you do lose literally some of the shine.
Oh, certainly.
And they can make it look brand new with just one treatment there, folks. So check out Dylan Rings today. We'll tell you more about them a little later in the show, but they are truly a full-service jewelry shop right here in the heart of Montgomery. Again, 119 Brown Springs Road. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. I admit today I'm a little behind. I haven't, like, really looked at the news that much today. I do know that the Mayorkas impeachment trial was cut short.
Came and went, Joey. Came and went.
And the entire Alabama delegation is just upset.
Why, Joe?
Because this is wrong.
A lot of Republicans upset.
And well, I understand Ted Cruz went over the top of this.
A price will be paid, Joey.
Well, I think Ted Cruz at one point goes, what they just did is evil. Evil. Evil.
That way, Ted.
You're really convincing everybody, Ted. But Britt, Senator Britt,
yeah.
Rep Adderholt, Palmer, and Senator Tuberville all decry U.S. Senate's rejection of Mayorkas impeachment. It'll be a lasting disservice to our republic.
Mm-hmm.
So on Wednesday, the effort to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, it failed because, well, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate wanted it to fail.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. If it failed, that means that he is doing exactly what they want him to do, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to be putting out there.
Yeah, that's what Ted Cruz was saying.
Right, not that, oh, the impeachment failed. They need to say this man is doing exactly what this leadership wants him to do.
Now, here's Senator Tuberville. He says, to my Democratic colleagues, have you read the heartbreaking stories of innocent Americans who have been murdered by illegal aliens? Are you concerned about the safety of your spouses, children, nieces, or nephews? Secretary Mayorkas must be held accountable. And in fact, while we're on the subject of Coach Tuberville,
Tubbs,
he's just letting it all hang out in the last few, I would say last year or two.
Yeah.
But just lately, he's been on fire. This morning, about 4 hours ago, Tommy Tuberville, not his official Senate account, his own personal account, mm-hmm. put out, Washington, D.C. is nothing but organized grab ass.
Ooh.
The swamp and the media work hand in hand to screw the taxpayers every single chance they get. Amen, Coach Tuberville.
See, he ain't telling no lies, is he, Joey?
He is not telling a lie whatsoever. Now, let's go to United States Senator Katie Britt. What did she put out? Today, Senate Democrats unanimously voted to block the American people from getting the truth about the border crisis created, fueled, and facilitated by the Biden administration. This is a stain on the institution of the Senate and a slap in the face of every family that's been devastated by this crisis. With a graphic that says over 9.4 million illegal border crossings since Biden took office.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, others joined in on the party. But Senator Brett actually kept going. She said, "This is the day that impeachment died. Today, Senate Democrats set a terrible precedent for this institution and the country. It'll be a lasting disservice to our republic."
Why should they be surprised? Look who they put in the White House. They don't care about doing anything right. They don't care about this country.
Right. Representative Robert Adderholt said, "If Alejandro Mayorkas doesn't deserve to be impeached and convicted in the Senate, then no one in the history of our nation has ever deserved to be impeached or removed by the Senate." Gary Palmer, representative, especially now,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be the rep for the brand new District 6 there in Elmore and Autauga County, right in our listening area. He says, quote, "I'm extremely disappointed in the Senate for dismissing the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas. Mayorkas has been complicit in allowing the invasion at our border, resulting in Americans being put in harm's way. Evidently, Democrats don't care."
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
But this is what I was going back to talking about Katie Britt. We're dogging on Katie Britt.
Right.
Do you ever hear anybody in the Democrat Party dog on someone in that party? They don't. Support them lockstep. And that's why they're kicking our butts.
Well, there have been a lot of folks, like protesters, yelling, like, "Bill Clinton's a rapist."
All right.
"And Hillary, we're a warmonger."
How has that affected Billy?
Yeah, it hasn't.
Right.
Yeah, but how does all the jeering at, say, Senator Brett affect her?
To me, it doesn't affect her personally, but if you're not supporting, then you're... I hate saying it, and I hate saying it supporting it blindly, but it's fine to have issues with her and her policy. But when your guys are coming out and just thrashing on her, all you're doing is giving more ammo to your Democrat Party, who I thought you guys didn't like.
Yeah, but this is going to be the nature of the beast. This is politics, especially when you start playing at a high level.
Well, they're always going to win.
Think about all the arrows thrown at Coach Tuberville.
I get it. They're always going to win. They're always going to win. They don't throw rocks at their own, but we'll sit here and pelt ours to death. They're always going to win.
Here's now Coach Tuberville. This, I believe, was yesterday. Talking about, well, how awful this whole, killing of the impeachment is.
I'm kind of amazed what's happened today. It's been categorized several ways, whether it's kangaroo court or a three-ring circus or organized grab ass. I don't know how you look at it, to be honest with you. He wasn't the only one on trial today, or would have gone on trial, impeachment trial. It would have been every Democrat. Every Democrat in here in the Senate, every Democrat in the House, and every Democrat that's running our executive branch, because there's not been one person that has said anything since I've been here in 3.5 years of "we need to do something at the border." Not one. So I will ask again, has Secretary Mayorkas fulfilled his oath of duty before this body to protect and defend the country against all threats, foreign and domestic? Is our border secure? The answer is simple. He has not, and it is not.
There you go. Right from the coach's mouth. And so there are a lot of Republicans very upset with this latest decision by the Democrats, but are we surprised at all? Should you be surprised at all? I don't think so.
Nope.
This is the way it works now in D.C. It's all about naked political expediency and power. The only way you're going to have somebody impeached now is if you have control of both chambers.
Right.
Or you do something so heinous that everybody kind of agrees, yeah, get out of here. I got to wonder what that heinous thing is.
George Santos?
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. George Santos will live forever. I don't care if you kick him out of Congress. He's still my congressman.
That guy, I've said
in my
you,
heart.
Billy Football, George Santos was going to back him. And he got all the signatures he's supposed to do.
He's this Barstool guy?
Yeah. Got all the signatures he's supposed to do. And then the party said no. So I don't want to hear anything about you can get anybody you want elected. No, you can't.
Right. And then the two parties control ballot access.
Thank you.
Right. Like free and fair elections, right?
My butt.
Right. We're learning a lot of that. That a lot of that happy talk in the 90s was just that happy talk. Like, no, we'll have a free and open internet.
It's a BS is what it was.
Well, I think there are some people who really believed it, but the folks that have risen up have now said, well, we can't have a free and open anything. There has to be constraints on the process.
Remember the TED Talk we heard yesterday with the truth?
Oh, we've got more from that broad.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, she's talking about how the ideals of Wikipedia when it started was free and open internet. And actually, the basic idea from Jimmy Wales, as J.P. Cortez was describing yesterday, I believe in wholeheartedly. It's basic Friedrich Hayek. It's the stuff he won a Nobel Prize for. It's like spontaneous order. When you let people freely share information, they will start to congregate towards some truth. And if you leave out the political stuff, and that could be history being political or political profiles or people in media right now today, if you look at the stuff that's just like the hard sciences, Wikipedia's not bad. Now, it's not exhaustive. You're not a scholar because you read a Wikipedia page.
Do you quote it on your papers?
Sometimes I'll put a Wikipedia link if I use a term.
Okay.
I'll just say, go look
at
this page.
Do the same thing with a funky term for Urban Dictionary? Do you?
I haven't done that yet on 1819 site. Not anytime soon. But we'll see where all this goes. I just feel like the pretense has been dropped in our politics. And the calls for cooperation, as much as folks might believe it sincerely, keep going by the wayside when necessity pushes us towards, well, just naked fights over political power. And it's just ugly. In fact, it is a cold, cold day when you see everybody in their naked glory. Let's go to David. Hey, David, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. I'm still a little like, this is the state flag of Alabama. It is not the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, according to the national media, it is.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
You know, I feel like Mr. Smith in Washington.
If you can't impeach Menendez for what he's done multiple times, then there is no standard.
Right. You're talking Robert Menendez, the Bob Menendez of New Jersey.
Who's throwing his wife under the bus currently as we speak.
Yeah. Sure.
You're caught with Egyptian gold bars, aren't you throwing
Must
the wife under the bus?
Must be hers.
Yeah.
I never liked her anyway.
No, you know, and also, you know, most, if you couldn't impeach and remove Bubba Clinton from office for what he did, that pretty much tells you there's no moral code left in politics in America. So, you know, most everything that's going on in the world right now, be it Russia, Iran, North Korea, China, pretty much has Bill and Hillary's footprint on it back from the 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're living with a lot of different legacies.
Oh, yeah.
And the one set in the 90s politically seemed like such a wealthy time, right? And, like, we're dominant. We're the only superpower. I remember being a kid in the 90s and the feeling, maybe I was just a kid.
No.
But the feeling was like, we're untouchable. We're the best.
Yeah.
Literally, history has ended with us. It's just now spreading the glory that we are. And how's that worked out?
Dude, that's how I walked around Turkey for years. I'm an American. What can you do to me? You mess with me, you put one hair on me, you will have the United States up your butt so quick. Later on in life, I learned that wasn't really the case.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we didn't have Ronald Reagan in the 90s.
Right. Right.
You know, if we would have had Reagan in the 90s, that would have been like unbelievably good decade, you know, for us, not only economically, but militarily and otherwise around the world. So, anyhow, have a good one, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Dave.
272-9228. Hey, let's hit a break here.
Right.
But if you do want to get in, 272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PD02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Eddie. And we've got, well, the one, the only, Bo Holt on the line. O'Doyle Rules.
O'Doyle Rules. I don't know if you can see the little chat thing on Twitter, but I'm listening on Twitter, and I've tweeted that at you in the chat, but
I've just pulled it up on the screen now. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You bet. Now, Joey, I feel the same way that you do. We are pretty close to the same age. I'm a little older than you, but I remember in the eighth grade is when I first started getting mature enough to really start understanding what the American history was. And in the eighth grade, 1994, St. James always takes a field trip to D.C. in the area, so, you know, you can see it. And that's when stuff really started, you know, resonating with me. And throughout the 90s and everything, yeah, I felt the exact same way that you did. Like, history's, like, stopped, and, like, I'm glad nothing bad like that's ever going to happen again. And,
right.
You know, I don't know if that was all being naive, you know, from youth, or I don't know, things just felt a lot safer, and I never thought in my lifetime that I would be standing at the precipice of where I'm waiting for the next, you know, war between the states to start at any moment.
Well, and, you know,
I never thought I'd see this.
The 90s, there, I think there were some seeds of destruction set up in foreign policy. You know, everybody talks about the first Iraq war was so great. Look how dominant we were. It's like, no, that just set up the scene for the second one. And when you, I'm not saying it's justified, when you look at what, say, bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda types were complaining about, they're complaining about how we're, you know, infidels, for sure, but they're also complaining about American bases in the Holy Land in Saudi Arabia. Those get set up there fairly permanently after the first Gulf War. You look at what happened with NATO going into Eastern Europe, and that started to make people nervous, the expansion of NATO. But at least in the 90s end, we have a balanced budget. We actually do have a balanced budget, though it was borrowing from the Social Security Trust Fund. But it's the Bush years
that really this goes off the rails, and Obama didn't make it any better. So that 16 years of Bush and Obama, we just really screwed the pooch.
Yeah, I'm afraid we did, and we're just accelerating exponentially towards the destruction point, and I hope it's still savable. But if we can't even save our local areas like, you know, Montgomery and everything, I mean, I don't even know how to begin on the national level.
Well, I'm starting to worry now, Bo, that the United States is like the entire O'Doyle family. Like, we rule, and then one banana peel, we're off a cliff.
Yeah, but I still maintain that the O'Doyles are alive. We never saw what happened after the car went off the cliff. We might reemerge even greater.
This is true.
Well, I appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening on the Twitter and talking soon. Thanks,
yes,
man.
Gentlemen, it's great to hear y'all.
Thank you, Bo.
Sir. Bo Holt.
Great guy
right there. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the conversation, that's 334-272-9228. And there is a lot of activity on the chat right now.
Oh, boy.
And we got folks jumping in from YouTube, from Facebook, from Twitter. What are you oh boying about?
The comments.
Well, some of them are just lost causes.
I didn't look at them yesterday, but I feel like we had a good show, so I feel like the comment section was pretty rough yesterday.
Probably. But hey, before we hit our top of the hour break, you know, who's bringing us this part of the show?
This part of the show, I'm going to put my money on Cole Plumbing,
you're right. James Cole's a great guy.
Yesterday, or Tuesday, remember I had to go to a realtor function. Well, when I pulled up to this big place, we're having probably about 150 realtors in there, I see the Cole Plumbing van.
Hmm.
Yeah, and this was at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hmm.
By 8:30, the Cole Plumbing van was left, and everybody was relieved because the facilities in there were working once again.
Thank God. Because when those go out, everybody's starting to get in a bad mood.
Right. And we were going to be there a while. So I'm telling you, I just literally pulled up and I saw the Coles Plumbing van. And I went, uh-oh, there's trouble. I talked to the guys for a second, just high and by. 30 minutes later, they were gone. There was kind of a relief over the crowd.
So folks, whether you have a true emergency like that, or maybe you have an everyday plumbing problem like low water pressure, drain, maybe even tree root invasion.
Busted pipes.
Could be a gas line leak.
It sure could be, Joey.
Could be a sump pump that ain't pumping water out of your basement.
You don't want
on
that
a rainy day.
Or
it could be you just want to upgrade, say, a tankless water heater system or get a taller toilet or maybe even a Japanese toilet. I hear they're very soothing.
The Toto, yeah.
All right. We're not joking about that, by the way. Would you go with one of those if you had the money?
I've actually looked at them a couple times at auction sites. So, yeah.
Don't get one on an auction site.
That's what's been holding me back, Joey.
But if Eddie does pull the trigger there, I know James Cole and Cole Plumbing can help him out.
That's the first one to call.
279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
So, what do we got coming up? We got some more clips. Definitely some more clips. There was a congresswoman that tried to really put the screws to the Surgeon General, the great state of Florida.
Oh.
You know, the guy's been kind of the outlier against the establishment and all the COVID stuff.
Yep.
It did not end well for her.
They come after him again, huh?
Yeah, she thought she was ready to go. Had this guy dead to rights. And then he goes, I'm your huckleberry. We also have more of the brand new NPR CEO. Catherine Mayer, she's trying to, explain how a free and open internet, as imagined by Wikipedia initially, that just turned into a tool of, white Western men forcing things on everybody. Why can't we celebrate all cultures? Well, free and open would allow you to celebrate whatever you want.
Lizard people.
We also have more from Senator Britt, and this is, you know...